Oh, bless the Lord. One of the prayers that I often pray for our young people, our children, and we are all little ones according to Matthew chapter 18. We are those little ones. We are the children of God that God calls us to be and to protect. We are the little ones. We are the children of God. I'm a child of God. You're a child of God. One of the prayers that I often pray is for good soil hearts. And Deborah touched on today with his word about just sprouting and just having good soil hearts, hearts that receive God's word, hearts in which God's word can be planted deep into one's being and that yield fruit. That's a prayer for all of us, to have good soil hearts, that God will take out the weeds and the thorny places and the rocky places, the hard places, so that we can receive God's word and that we can take a hold of God's word. And as Jesus said, to do God's word, all right, to put God's word into practice. That's how we build our lives, our families, our marriages, our homes upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ, by putting his word into practice, not just hearing the word, but doing the word. And so that is often my prayer for us. I tell you, the worship team did such a great job today, and just inspired by the songs. I just want to thank the Lord for our worship team and our service. And I don't know about you, but for me, the great stories of the Bible are incredibly inspiring. And the three champions that the Lord has led me to talk about today are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the courage challenge for us today is to stand for God amid peer pressure. Stand for God amid peer pressure. And that's why I wanted the older children to be here, the elementary school children to be here. That's why I wanted the young people to be here. Because peer pressure is a very real thing. To stand for God amid peer pressure. Or another way we could say, to keep our eyes on Christ amid persecution. To keep our eyes on Christ amid persecution. Peer pressure is a very serious thing. I can remember when I was in ninth grade, a friend in my neighborhood, he tried to convince me to smoke a cigarette. I can vividly remember where I was and the location I was and how he was smoking a cigarette, and he tried to get me to smoke a cigarette. And I said no. I knew it was wrong for me to do. I knew it would be bad for me. All right? And I knew that that was not the way my parents brought me up to be. Young people today are being faced with all kinds of temptations, pressures to do things, to get involved in drugs and alcohol and going to parties. And before you know it, people are doing things and they're pressured to do things that they know are wrong for them to do. Peer pressure is a very serious thing for all of us, not just for young people, but for all of us to do the right thing. Peer pressure is pressure by one's peer group. One's peers, one's friends, one's acquaintances, classmates, neighbors, teammates, to do certain things, whether good or bad. All right, there could be positive peer pressure, pressure to do the right thing, but often peer pressure is used in a negative connotation. It's really often used to refer to the pressure to do wrong things. And so often peers want to pressure their friends to try to impress them, or out of their own insecurity. They want to carry along with them others into their wrongdoing. Well, in Daniel chapter 3, we have three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who experienced serious peer pressure. In fact, they were pressured to deny God. They were pressured to deny their relationship with God. If they would not do so, they would experience a terrible death. It was the toughest peer pressure that anyone could experience. But in their lives, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what boldness do we see? What courage did they show? And what inspiration did they have? Where did they get their inspiration? Well, they got their inspiration from none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. They got their inspiration from God Himself. They were willing to die for God. God, the God who loves them. The God who cares for them. The God who laid down their life for them. They were willing to die for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They would not deny their relationship with the Lord. Well, here's the story. King Nebuchadnezzar set up a 90-foot image of gold. Really an idol. All right, it was this huge monument. And King Nebuchadnezzar gathered all of the government officials together. All these government officials were the peer group of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Israelites. And they were in the Babylonian captivity of King Nebuchadnezzar. But King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to get people from all the nations that were under his captivity to come together. He wanted the best of the best from all the nations. And these three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, had so distinguished themselves that they had entered the king's service and were government officials themselves. And so they were part of this peer group of administrators. Anyway, when all the government officials had come together to stand before this towering gold image, this is what the herald declared in Daniel 3, 4 to 6. If we could turn to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. It says, "This is what you are commanded to do, O peoples, nations, and men of every language. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will be immediately thrown into a blazing furnace." Wow! What pressure! The pressure came in two fronts. First of all, it was the pressure to submit to this declaration in front of all of one's peers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's peer group. It was also pressure because of the threat of being burned alive in a fiery furnace. Well, at the sound of all of these instruments, everyone bowed down. Except for our three champions. In Daniel 3:7, the Bible says, "All the peoples, nations, and men of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold." Everyone, of course, except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three young men refused to bow down. They would not deny God. They knew that bowing down to this idol was not just any casual thing. They knew that bowing down to this idol would mean that they were denying their God. That they were denying their relationship with the God that they loved. They knew that it would be in direct contradiction to the Word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Israelites. They had been brought up as Jews. God's chosen people. Of course, they had grown up learning the Torah of God, the Word of God, including the Ten Commandments, one of the basic documents that give us guidance for living, as is given in Exodus 20. You don't need to turn there right now. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew that bowing down to this idol would be in direct disobedience to the Ten Commandments given by God. Which says, as it starts, "And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." Amen. As the Ten Commandments began, as God issued the Ten Commandments, he made it very clear, "You shall have no other gods before me." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. The Ten Commandments say, "You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. Perhaps Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thinking of their future generations. Perhaps they were thinking of spiritual generations through history and how they did not want to lose the blessing of God by bowing down to this idol. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had committed themselves to worshiping and obeying the one true God. And for the children and for the young people here today, I want you to know that obeying God will inevitably come into conflict with this world system. You will be going against the grain. You will not just be going with the flow. You will be coming against this world system. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down to the image of gold. They chose to serve God rather than to worship an idol, even at the threat of their lives. Jesus said, "Enter the narrow path that leads to life. Not go on the wide path that leads to destruction." He said, many people are on the wide path. The wide path is a place that is popular. All right, there are many people there. It seems like things are happening there. It's a popular place to be. But Jesus said, don't go on the wide path that leads to destruction. Go on the narrow path that leads to life. Life evermore. That popular path is often the popular path of peer pressure. Don't be pressured by going on the wide path that leads to destruction. As a young person, you have to be willing to stand alone. Really, that's the message of Daniel, and we'll talk about Daniel some other time. But to be willing to stand alone, to be willing to stand alone for your God, and I know that's a tough place to be. All right, but as a young person, you have to be willing to stand alone. And God will provide you with some friends and some brothers and sisters in the Lord that can encourage you in your walk. But as you go through high school, all right, as you go through middle school and high school, and as you get up into college, you have to be willing to stand alone. There will be seasons of life in which you're going to have to stand alone. Times when perhaps you're not going to be, you know, with your church, or you're going to be away. There are going to be times that you're going to have to be willing to stand alone for the Lord Jesus Christ. And my encouragement to you today is to be willing to stand alone for God. All right? Recognizing that you're not really alone, that God is with you. All right? He is with you. You can always have your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There may be times where it's just going to be you and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, King Nebuchadnezzar became furious. King Nebuchadnezzar pressured Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the way he pressured them is he questioned them. He interrogated them. He said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel 3:14, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I set up?" King Nebuchadnezzar gave them one more chance to bow down to worship his gold image at the sound of the instruments playing, and terribly warned them that if they didn't do so, he would throw them into the fiery furnace. He said, "Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?" King Nebuchadnezzar tried to exert pressure on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego by interrogating them with questions. Being peppered with questions is one way that your peers will try to pressure you. Young people, when your peers are doing wrong things, or going in a wrong direction, going down a wrong path. See, when you start going down the wrong path, you don't see all the things that that path can lead to. But you just know in your heart of hearts that they're going down the wrong path. Because the Lord, young people, has given you an understanding of what is right and wrong. You know what is right and wrong. You know it inherently because of God, how God created you and the conscience He gave you. You know it because how your parents have brought you up. You know it because of the Word of God. You know right and wrong. And you know when a peer is starting to go in the wrong direction. All right? And peers will sometimes pepper each other with questions to try to pressure one another. When your peers are doing wrong things, they might start asking you questions such as, why don't you go along with us? Who will ever know? Your parents can't ever find out. What are you afraid of? Ah, you're just scared. And on it goes. For the young people and children here, let me be clear. You need to answer your parents' questions. You need to answer your teacher's questions. But you don't need to answer all of your peers' questions. Especially when they are pressuring you to do things that you know to be wrong. Don't be pressured when peers question you to do wrong things or question you as to why you do right things. Don't get defensive. See, that's a way that sometimes you get defensive. All right, we're asked questions. We're peppered questions. And we're trying to come up with answers to the questions. Don't get defensive. The Lord will be your defense. You don't have to answer all their questions. When you're being pressured to do wrong or being persecuted for doing right, don't give in to it. At the same time, when you are being pressured, don't just hope it goes away. One of the principles that we teach the young people at Camp Courage is that there is a tendency when we're faced with fearful circumstance to react in two ways. Really, it's a tendency of all of us in our humanity to either react, and it's called the fight or flight syndrome. But when we're being pressured, when we're faced with fearful circumstances, when the pressure is coming against us, we're tempted to either fight back or to fly away. A lot of people get into fights out of fear. All right, they get into fights. All right, they don't want to be thought of that they're weak and this sort of thing. All right, and they fight back out of fear. A lot of people run away out of fear. The fight or flight syndrome. But what we teach the children at Camp Courage is to learn how to stand. To learn how to stand for Jesus Christ. When those fearful circumstances come, to not fight back in the flesh, do not run away out of fear, but to learn to stand, to be a leader of righteousness. When someone is being picked on, to stand up for that young person, to stand up to the bully, to be able to look him in the eye. All right, and if he hits you, yes, turn the other cheek, but don't run away. All right, God will give you the strength that you need to stand for Jesus Christ in that situation to help those, all right, that are hurting. We need to be ones that are leaders in righteousness that can stand for those that perhaps are being picked on. All right, it is not right to stand idly by and let someone get bullied. We need to stand up for that person. The Bible says, having done all to stand. When the Bible talks about in Ephesians about putting on the full armor of God, it emphasizes over and over and over again to stand in Christ, having done all to stand in the victory that Christ has given to us. All right, and so we're called to stand, all right, to not run away, to not fight out of fear, but to stand and to be a righteous leadership influence. If no one is going to stand up and be a righteous leadership influence, who will? God is calling you young people to be that person, to stand up for what's right. And what you will have to do is you will have to look the person in the eye and to speak the Word of God. You have to look the person in the eye and speak the Word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All right, they were willing to do this. They were willing to look King Nebuchadnezzar in the eye and forthrightly tell him what they said. All right, they said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. Daniel 3:16. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it. And he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, We want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, young people, you need to be able to look the bully in the eye and forthrightly tell him that you are committed to Jesus Christ and are seeking to please him. Use it as an opportunity. Use it as an opportunity to lift up Jesus Christ, to uphold him, that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, and I am going to seek to please him in all of my life. These three champions had fully surrendered themselves to the Lord. They communicated their conviction to the king. They were willing to die for their relationship with the Lord. Hebrews 11:34 alludes to the courage of these three champions. It says, they quenched the fury of the flames. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the courage of their convictions. What is a conviction? A conviction is something that one is willing to die for. What are you willing to die for? If you believe in something strongly enough that you are willing to die for it, that is a conviction. Do you have any convictions that you are willing to die for today? Hopefully you have a conviction about the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross for our eternal salvation. As champions for Christ, we don't serve God just to be blessed. Just this morning, someone asked me about, you know, what if a young person is resentful toward God? What is it? What if a young person blames God for something that has happened in her life? How do you help that person? What kind of relationship does the Lord Jesus Christ want for us today? As champions for Christ, we don't serve God just to be blessed. We obey and worship God because He is worthy of our praise. He is the one true God who created us out of love, who loves us out of love, who disciplines us out of love, who wanted to have a relationship with us out of love, who encourages us out of love, who paid the penalty for our sin out of love, who died for us out of love. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stated that God was able to save them. But they made it clear to King Nebuchadnezzar that whether God saved them or not, that was his choice. They said, but even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. Young people, and this is sometimes hard for young people to understand. It's a question that young believers have. All right? You know, why does God allow bad things to happen? And you know, why did this happen to my dad? And why did this disaster happen? And this tornado and people's lives were destroyed. Why do bad things happen? Our worship of God is not dependent on whether God saves us from a certain outcome. Whether he saves us from a certain circumstance or not, God calls us to trust, serve, and obey him. Many young believers get disillusioned when God doesn't do for them what they want in a certain challenge. We need to remember that the reason for bad things happening in this world is sin. Sin is what causes strife and destruction, not God. Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death. Also, perhaps the Lord is allowing a trial to come into our life so that we can grow and become more mature in Christ. The Lord helps us to understand that everything that comes into our life can have a purpose if you will have the right perspective toward it. If we have surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ, we can see that even the tough things, the challenges, the bad things in our life can be used by the Lord Jesus Christ to shape us. Really, those are crosses. All right, we sang this morning about, you know, being shaped, all right, into the image of Christ, okay, who bore the cross, and we're called to take up our cross daily. Well, those tough challenges in our life are what we can do is we can take a perspective that I'm going to see this as the cross of Christ in my life to help me to become the person that God wants to shape me to be. And when you have that perspective toward life, it frees you up. All right, it allows you to learn to embrace the challenges that you are having in your life and even the tough things and the bad things that we have in our life, because we see it as a way that Christ is molding us into the person that He wants us to become. And that's a good thing when we can trust His hand. James 1:2 reminds us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." God may be using the trial, young people, to build you up to become the champion He is calling you to be. God wants us to be champions that love Him, obey Him, and serve Him no matter what.
Hallelujah.
That's a champion. We learn to trust Him and serve Him throughout all of life, whether He blesses us or not. God wants us to go further than that. God wants us to go deeper than that. God doesn't want to just be the kind of Christians that I'll go along with God as long as He blesses me. As Job said, even if he slay me, I will follow Him. All right? To be a kind of Christian that has gone beyond just being a blessed Christian. To be a kind of Christian that is going to stand for God amid peer pressure. That is going to stand for God amid persecution. And yes, it does come back around to us because we're going to need this kind of character. All right? When the temptations and the trials and even the end times persecutions, when we're faced with these kinds of trials, that we will stand for God. That we are not ones that shrink back and are destroyed, as Hebrews says, but we are ones that believe and are saved because our eyes are on Jesus Christ. Well, King Nebuchadnezzar's attitude definitely took a turn for the worse, if that were even possible. Alright? As an English teacher, I love the alliteration. Furious Nebuchadnezzar made the fiery furnace 7 times hotter. All right? What they had is they had these things that would blow air, you know, into the furnace. And so they must have gotten like 7 of them going as opposed to 1 of them going, all right, to blow air into the furnace. All right? And it was such that the Bible says that the king's command, Daniel 3:22, was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Even the soldiers that threw them in were killed. King Nebuchadnezzar was a bully. Young people, bullies may try to intimidate you. They may try to persecute you for your righteous stance, but stand for God. Keep your eyes on the Lord amid persecution. Don't give in to the pressure. As you honor God, God will honor you. Well, even though the strong soldiers who threw our 3 champions into the fiery furnace were killed from the flames themselves, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not. In fact, when a 4th man appeared with them in the furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement. Daniel 3:25, he said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and a 4th looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar, of course, was a pagan believing in many gods. He made this comment. However, while we don't know for sure whether that 4th person was the Lord or an angel, young people, you can be sure that the Lord is with you when you face persecution for your faith in Christ. Over and over and over in Scripture, God says, "The Lord will be with you." and the Great Commission, and surely I am with you to the end of the age. God is with you. Psalm 91, verse 9, reassures us with these words. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you. So you don't know what angels are all around you as you are standing for Christ. And they look like you're surrounded by 10 people. I can remember when I was in middle school, coming out of middle school, and there was like 50 people. 50 people. Maybe 100. All right? And I was coming out of the portables. And they were lined up to see a bully beat me up. They were lined up. I'll never forget it. And there was an older friend from my neighborhood that allowed me to get through. All right, and then the guy came running after me even after that. But he allowed me to get through. Perhaps an angel inspired him to stand up in the crowd and help me to make it through the crowd. When you are standing up, you need to know that there are angels with you. You may not be able to see them. There might be 10 guys against you. But there are angels with you, standing with you. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. These words encourage my heart. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. After witnessing this miraculous salvation, King Nebuchadnezzar called to our champions. In Daniel 3:26, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. These three young men were great witnesses for the one true God. When they exited the fiery furnace, there was not a hint of fire on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar praised the one true God and expressed the essence of their courageous stand. In Daniel 3:28, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than to serve or worship any god except their own God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood the test, and the king promoted them. They stood on the courage of their convictions and honored the one true God. They would not deny the God who loved them and the God they loved. I would like to call up all the young people and children to come on up here, and I'd like to call up their parents as well. I want to pray for you today. I want to encourage you to stand for God amid peer pressure. Parents, bring up your children. Bring up your young people. When being in young people, if you're not here with your parents, come on up. We're going to pray for you. When being persecuted for standing for God and for righteousness, keep your eyes on the Lord. Love the Lord. Stand for Him. Be a champion. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, come on up here. Let's just pray for our young people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Parents, adults, just lay a hand. Make sure everyone is covered. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for each one of these children, each one of these young people. In Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray that they would be champions for you, Lord God. That they would stand for you, Lord God. That standing for you would even include standing up for the weak, Lord God. That they would not be ones that stand idly by and ridicule and egg on, but that they would be ones that stand up for those that are being bullied and look the bully in the eye, Lord God, and even be willing to take a blow, all right, to sacrifice, Lord God, as you sacrificed. Lord God, that they would stand up for others, Lord God. Lord God, that they would not be defensive, that they would know that you are their defense. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you'd help them to have discernment as they're getting older, as they're getting into high school, as they're getting into college, Lord God. That they'd have discernment, Lord God, that they would know when the path is starting to go down that wide path that leads to destruction, Lord God. Because sometimes these things happen in just small increments, Lord God. Help them to recognize when it's a wide path that leads to destruction. Lord God, I pray that you would protect them from the party scene, Lord God. Lord God, protect them from the party scene and getting involved in parties, Lord God. Lord God, help them to stand for what's right, Lord God. Help them to influence, Lord God, their peers, Lord God, for what's right. Help them to apply a positive peer pressure, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Father, I pray that they'd be careful when it gets to be the prom season and the dance season and so forth and so on, Lord God. Lord God, that they would not go on the wide path that leads to destruction, Lord God. Lord God, that they would stand up for what's right, Lord God. That they'd help their peers to stay away from alcohol. They'd help their peers to stay away from drugs, Lord God. That they would speak up. That they would not go along with it, Lord God. Lord God, when there's sexual temptations and different things like that, help them to know that you have the right person at the right time for them and their future, Lord God. Lord God, help them, Lord God, to stand for you, Lord God. Help them not to give in. For the young ladies here, Lord God, help them to not be deceived by the attention of some good-looking guy, Lord God, that is showing them attention, Lord God. Lord God, help them to keep the guys at arm's length. Help them to give them the spiritual stiff arm until it's the right time, Lord God. Lord God, until it's a Christian champion that is willing to lead a family and provide for a family, Lord God, and to serve you for the rest of our days, Lord God. Help them to wait for God to bring a Christian champion to their life, Lord God. Lord God, and for the young men here, Lord God, help them to keep themselves pure and holy, Lord God. Lord God, until Lord God, you provide the right lady for them, Lord God. Lord God, help them to stand for you, Lord God. Lord God, help them to stand for you, Lord God, not just to be blessed, Lord God, but help them to go deeper in their relationship with you, Lord God, to follow you, Lord God, out of love for you, Lord God. But we will not deny the God that we love, that loves us and died for us, Lord God. Lord God, help these children and young people, Lord God, to be champions for you, Lord God, to stand for you amid peer pressure, Lord God. And Father, help all of us, Lord God, to be ready to stand amid persecution, Lord God. Help us to keep our eyes upon you, Lord God. Help us to have love for you in our hearts. Help our eyes, the eyes of our mind, fixed upon you, Lord God. Lord God, help us not shrink back, but help us to stand firm in faith and be saved, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Bless the Lord.